On today's show, more than half of the faulty Takata airbags are still unrepaired. Budweiser orders dozens of Tesla's electric semi-truck, and Ford explains why it dropped the V6 in the Mustang. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Well, despite having enough replacement parts, over half of the 42 million airbags recalled by Takata have still not been fixed. The Detroit News reports that just over 19 million had been repaired by the end of October. Honda, which was hit hardest by Takata's faulty airbags, has taken some unprecedented steps to repair its vehicles. It hired 500 people to go door-to-door to find owners who hadn't responded to warnings sent through the mail. And last month, the company started using Facebook to locate owners and let them know about the recall. FCA says it started sending out technicians to people's homes to fix the faulty bags. While safety advocates acknowledge these are good steps, they say other automakers need to do more to get the word out. Even though it is a serious issue, the companies are never going to fix all the vehicles because almost a quarter of owners ignore any kind of recall. We're all familiar with the top automakers in the U.S., but do you know the top companies in Mexico? Well, Nissan dominates the market. According to Ward's Auto Data, through November, the company has sold over 330,000 vehicles, which is over 100,000 more than GM, who's in second place. Volkswagen is in third, with just under 200,000 units sold. And then there's a big drop-off to Toyota and Honda. But check out Kia in sixth place. Its sales have exploded, up over 50%. Overall, automakers have sold 1.37 million vehicles so far this year in Mexico, which is a 3% dip compared to last year. Still to come, Ford is creating high-end watches using old Mustang parts.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Tesla has had about a dozen or so companies put in orders for its new electric semi-truck, and it just got another keg-sized deposit. Anheuser-Busch announced it placed an order for 40 Tesla semis. It made the move to increase the efficiency of its operations and help meet its goal of reducing its operational carbon footprint by 30% by 2025. That would be the equivalent of taking 500,000 cars off the road. And you know what, come to think of it? One of those Tesla reveal pictures was awfully close to Bud Light Blue. Last week, GM revealed plans to launch an on-demand ride-sharing service using autonomous cars. And now Ford is ramping up its self-driving efforts. Reuters reports that the company will start testing its autonomous vehicles in a number of pilot programs next year. It will try out new business models using the cars, and it's also partnering with Lyft and Domino's Pizza to test the technology. As we reported yesterday, Ford will build the autonomous cars at its Flat Rock, Michigan plant starting in 2021. Nobody likes to see a classic car get crushed or rot away in some field, and that's why what REC Watches, a company based in Denmark, is doing is so cool. It's taking parts and pieces from classic Mustangs that would otherwise get scrapped and are turning them into high-end watches. A dial for battery life is designed to look like a fuel gauge, and the hands, date, and dial numbers are influenced by the car's dashboard. Each watch also comes with the VIN and year of production of the donor car. And the company even goes so far as to talk to previous owners to get the history of the car and incorporate it into a unique video. The watches are on sale now and start at about $1,500. Speaking of the Mustang, coming up next, Ford tells us why it decided to no longer offer a V6 for its pony car.
Lighter, safer, stronger, quieter, and more sustainable. Tell us where you need to go, and we'll help you get there. Dow Automotive Systems. We don't succeed unless you do.
When Ford updated the 2018 Mustang, it decided to drop its 3.7-liter V6 and only offer a V8 and an EcoBoost 4-cylinder under the hood. On Autoline After Hours, we're joined by the engineers at the Mustang, and they shared why the company dropped the V6 and if we could ever see the return of one as an EcoBoost.
In our world of moving the EcoBoost, our EcoBoost 2.3-liter forward with 350 foot-pounds of torque and 310 horsepower, it was a better match to the 10-speed transmission, right? Because in the 10-speed transmission, you can, because it's such a short span, you can shift between 5,500 and 3,500, and you're always on that flat torque curve. And so with a flat torque curve in an EcoBoost, it really matches well to a low-span transmission. So you get this seamless performance that it's always there. So I think in the world of matching fun to drive, the EcoBoost provides such a better package than the V6 ever could come to match up against. And so that's, you know, it wasn't as fuel efficient, but just from pure performance, it wasn't progressing anymore. We had kind of reached the plateau of the V6. So that's why it's dropped out of the lineup.
But answering on the EcoBoost V6, they're in trucks. They're awesome. They are awesome. Right now, Mustang, though, we're keeping a V8 because that is a heart and it sounds. You can feel it. And then the EcoBoost on the I-4 matches that really well. So in the future, there's always, we're looking at all sorts of things. But right now, we're sticking with what we have.
For more about the changes to the 2018 Mustang, you can watch that entire discussion right now on Autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. But that wraps up today's show, and thank you for watching. Have a great weekend.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.